What were these marshes like in all their glory? Paint me a picture of what I would have seen if I'd visited, say, 40 or 50 years ago.
Well, it's not even 40 or 50 years ago. It's just a matter of, like, 12 years ago. Let me go with a little tour with you for a day of family, how they live there. Let us imagine within the sunrise, family member, they wake up, people cooking, getting that fresh eggs, fresh milk, fresh bread. And the same time, people, they getting breakfast. Other member standing front of the Euphrates with that quietness and smoothness of the river, waiting for the early boat, laying beside him. A lot of sacks of those vegetable and product they plant and they farm. They're going to the city to put them there for sale and to give the life in the city some production and some food. And then coming back later on with those little things of like sugar and tea and oil. Imagine that beautiful river when it's the boat going through it. Like zigzag, picking up those people, waiting on the both side of the houses, breaking that smoothness and to create a beautiful breaking waves, reflect the redness of the sun, and show you the Euphrates like a gold, a river of gold. Imagine if you get back from that, from the market, and when the boat sit on the little port of that house. And imagine that house, you cannot see it because it's surrounded and covered by the darkness of those trees. Trees of all type of fruit, fig, pomegranate, peaches, apricot, palm, grapes, all this surround the house. When you see all these reeds sitting on that infinite area of water and that air blown on these reeds created a very beautiful silver waves. Imagine those little kids and babies, they sit front of the house fishing because the river surrounds the house. This natural and type of life, this type of giving life, this type of innocent society today disappeared completely. And they are living in those little roads and inside the crowdedness of the city, inside of that competition of the city, losing all this quietness and smoothness and peaceful life.